here with what seems to be clearly the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos regarding the halacha nimsa karva pasu dusa v'teila in a case where one of the edim of the kat that's considered a united kat turns out to be an eid zomim, becomes a zomim. So the way that Tosfos reads into the Mishnah talks about a case where the two kitos are mitzuruf, if they're rowan zezeh, which we explained means if one the edim of one kat sees the other one, at least one edim of the other kat, and as we noted from the Ritva, seems to be reciprocal, vice versa. So then the Mishnah says they are considered edus achas, if it's rowan elus elu. And then the Mishnah says if not, then they're shtei edios, if it's not rowan elus elu. And the Mishnah goes on and says if the case that they're not edus achas, they're shtei edios, then in nitzis achas ben zomemes, then you can kill the kat that you found to be zomim, and you can kill the person based on the other kat. Now, Tosfos comments regarding the first case, if roen elus elu, so the edus achas ugabe what? Says Tosfos, ugabe number one, nimsa echad kav pasul, if it turns out that one of these many different edim of the various kitos that are considered mitzuraf turns out to be karval pasul, so then everything becomes batal. Then Tosfos goes on to the case where nimsa achas ben zomemes in the case of the roen elus elu. Says Tosfos, so first of all, over there, eina rogen ashizim l'kulan, that they're considered integrated, that you can't kill those edim that you found to be zomimin because they're connected to the other kat, it's all one kat. That Rashi said as well in the Mishnah. And Tosfos continues and says, furthermore, ubetele nami edus kulan bazama achas mehen, da zama habi kinimsa echad karvo pasul. So Tosfos produces to us that if you have a series of edim that are unified as one kat, and you find some of those edim zomimin, so separate from the fact that you can't kill them because Ashizim Lukulan dictates you have to be mazim all of them, something else happens, and that is the other edim become batal as well because it's no different than Nimsa Karvo Pasul. This is what Tosfos says on the Mishnah. We noted that Rashi says this as well, but not on the Mishnah. Rashi mentions it later on in the Hemshach of the Amud on the Gemara, regarding the Gemara had a kasha, we haven't read it yet, that why not say that there should be a halacha of the mitzareif, the shtei kitos, even when not roen elus elu, but we should be mitzareif them for the sake of hatsala. It's one thing to say that you can't mitzareif one and one in order to kill the person that they're testifying against, but perhaps when it comes to hatsala, we should allow ourselves the luxury of being mitzareif the edim for purposes of hatsala. Who's hatsala? Rashi adds, the zomimin. That means if you see them as one kat, then you can't kill those that you found zomimin. Rashi continues the esanidon. That means that Rashi also holds like Tosfos, that if you're going to have a situation of an integrated kat, and you're mazim some of those edim, memela, the other edim will be batul, edus kuan v'teila, no different than the case of nimsa karvo pasul. The pshat would be, I would like to explain it in a simple way, without getting involved with what is known as the famous machokes Abaye v'Rava in the Bava Kama. To what extent is a zomim pasul a mafreya mikano lahaba? We once mentioned that machokes, that sugya. Our achronim that try figuring out how this works out according to if you say the mikano lahaba hu nifsal. I don't know that we have to go there. I don't know that we have to explain that the pshat is. We didn't really explicitly define it yesterday, but I think it doesn't have to be because he becomes pasul in terms of Hilchas Eidus. It's no different than becoming a Rasha, and therefore it nimsa karvo pasul because he's a Rasha. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, da hazama havi kin nimsa echad karvo pasul. I think it means pashut. Especially if you would define the rule of karvo pasul as we are leaning in that direction from Tosfos Amid Aleph. Not so much that the one aid that's pasul taints the others, it's as if they're pasul in the same way. The way we were medayik, it's basically a halacha of you can't isolate some of the aidim from the other. You can't accept selectively some of the aidus and not the other aidus. It's all one aidus. They're all one. So if you were to allow yourself to be tiskaim aidus bishar, that would be saying, I ignore the fact that there's a problem here in the aidus because of some of the aidim. No, if there's a problem in one of the edim because they lost their nemanis, their karov, they can't accept their edus, because they're karav, seres akasuv. We talked about nogea be'edus, we talked about chashash v'shake, sone. You can't accept the edus because it could be lying. You can't accept the edus. No. So tell me, hazam is any different? If you know that one aid or two aidim of the group are saying sheker, so it's basically the same issue. I don't have to start thinking in terms of the gavra being pasul because of the halacha, he said sheker, mimele, he's a rasha, and now we have to think about is mikan al haba, mulabafreya. You don't need to go there. It's simply the fact that there's some of this edus that obviously I see a sheker. So if you are not to, if you were not allowed to separate some edim from the other, some edus from the rest, I have here an edus that within it I see sheker. That's what Tosfos will say. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's habikin sechad karvel pas. I didn't want to clarify that because if you look around, you see achronim that start discussing the issue. I'm not saying, you know, it could be another way to think about it, but the fact that Tosfos doesn't in any way acknowledge that issue in terms of the nature of the Soveid Zomeim, it would suggest to me that you don't need to come on to any of that. It's simply the fact that you have an edus here that it's sheker. If I see sheker in front of me, then I have a problem because I can't use the rest. Nimsa karvo pasul. It's the same concept. Just like we saw in the Ravid, edus shebatul miksasa batul kula is another manifestation of nimsa karvo pasul. So this is no different than edus shebatul miksasa batul kula. There's a part of the edus that's problematic. It's sheker, we know, because he's his own man. So, memela, it's kinim sechad karo pasim. Okay. Now, this shita of Tosfos, and as we see Rashi as well, is not accepted by everybody. There are Rishonim who argue on this. Who argues? No? The Ramban and the Ritva. They both, in commenting again, it's on the Rashi that we just mentioned and the Gemara we haven't read. But meanwhile, they disagree. And how do they disagree with Rashi? How do they put it? They hold that even though if it would be a nimsa karbo pasul in the manner of a karov or a pasul in the classic example, then batul kula. But why hazama? We don't say this. Lashon Ramban. Asks the Ramban, "V'zelishono utmiyani bazeh." Shafilu beedus. Here it says ritzufa. I think it should say tzerufa. The way Bai has it, maybe. What do you have? Yeah. He. What he means is, it's perfect edus. It's totally combined, or it's pure tzerufa. Meaning it's kosher edus. From another perspective. In other words, it's totally combined. Im nimtza kat achas zomemes lama tipasel chaverta. Hare efshir she'ilu haveleh nimtza echad pasel diapsulin. No, maybe he'll say it should be a problem, which is what Tosa says. Havi kimtza kava pasel. Says Ramban, no. Havuzu eina taina. Shekevan shehuzam eino mehem. That's it. And therefore, in terms of Pshat and the Gemara's kasha was lahatzil not the nidon, because that would not help us for, but mishum hein nehrogin parach v'chizda on the Gemara. So what is he saying? Shekevan shehuzam eino mehem. One thing we should also know in terms of the diuk that we made in the Mishnah, obviously the Ramban doesn't accept that diuk. We had a bit of a support for Tosfos from the Lashon Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Hu vehein neharogin, in which case? In the case where it turns out that they are shtei edios. They didn't see each other. So we were medayik. So what would be in the case where they did see each other? So neither of those things would be true. It wouldn't be hu neharogin, it wouldn't be hein neharogin. So why wouldn't it be Hei Nehrogin? Because they're all one cut, so you have to mazm everybody. But why wouldn't it be the Hu Nehrog? According to Tosfos and Rashi, it's beautiful, because of the din of Edusim Betela by the Hazam. What would the Ramban, who disagrees, we have to see the Hezbollah now, but what would the Ramban have to do with that diuk? So what makes the second case different? Lefichach, da-da-da, hu vehiner ragin, in the case of Nimtzus Omemes, in the case where they did not see each other, then what would be different? That in that case, it's hu vehiner ragin, right. The far as the hu being ner ragin, that would be the same in the first case too, in Nimtzus Omemes, but it wouldn't be hiner ragin. That would be obviously for the Ramban. But what does the Ramban mean in Svara? He doesn't accept this idea. He says, Kim shehuzam eino mehem. The Ritva says this also, with a few more words. Again, the larger context we'll have to see soon, but just on the issue of arguing on Rashi, he brings Rashi's pshat, Beinu Mechuver, then he brings another pshat, then he discusses the Ramban's kasha on what Rashi says, the Esanidon. The Iksha Ramban Zal, the few Be'edos here says Be'edos Tzirufa, that's how I knew that it should be Tzirufa. Lekel me mahachin. She im nimsa kal achaz o memes, lama ti pasal chavita. Hare efshe she elu hein zo min she lo hayu sham, ve elu m'idin emes. Could be these are telling the truth, these are not. Aye, what about the nimsa karva pasal, the issue tells us to bring it in. The im ipneshin sechem karva pasal, zu eina taina. Again, that's the same question, zu eina taina. She kevan she huzam, she lo hayu sham, Eino mehem. This is what I want to understand. What does this mean? The Ramban said the same point. Why can't you apply Nimsa Karvo Pasol Yidusin B'Teila in the case of Huzam, some of the Eidim? So the Ramban's Lashon again. Shekim Shehuzam Eino Mehem. Shekivan Shehuzam Shel Hayasham, says the Ritva, Eino Mehem. What does it mean? What is he talking about? The Nipsa Karvo Pasol is a function of being that they're all considered integrated, they're all one entity, the all one kat. So if you have a problem in some of this kat, then you can't accept anything. Says the Ramban, apparently, says the Ritva B'Shem Ramban, that Hazama can't be that. Why? Because Huzam Eino Mehem, what does it mean? Huzam means he never was there. What makes them connected? Bishlam of a Nimsa Karvo Pasol in a classic example, what unifies them? Yeah. The Re'ir. It was Re'ir together. The here is Huzam. So if he's Huzam, he can't be Mitzuraf to the other Eidim. So he can't create now a problem of the Eidus and Metela because the one that's Huzam is not part of that cut. That's what those are the words are saying. There are other ways to learn it, but this is the Pashup shot in the words. Now, Huzam Eino Mehem means you don't have a tzirif in Re'iyah. Nope. So what a Tosis hope. Yeah?
I was gonna ask a question.
Go ahead.
So very same point to the Ramban and the Ritva, the only thing that would be mitzvah if the Eidim is a Re'iyah.
Nimtza Karvo Pasol, I just have a Tela if there was a Re'iyah together.
No, but for L'chulei Alma, it would only be Re'iyah.
There had to be, yeah. What do you, speak more. Meaning to say what? And what's not going to help? What would not? Good. Say. In other words, so come back. What's Tosis' response? Let's cheshbon out together. No, Tosis also knows that there's no Re'iyah. So what did the Mashal say, Bedasa Tosis? What's Mitzarif them? After all, he's not saying Emes. So there was no Re'iyah. So what would you have to say for Tosis for this din to be true? What did the Mashal say in the Aleph? That they were mere tokidei dibur. The same way that as Rava spoke about the case of the Gabi Nimsa, Gabi Yizumukua, that it has to be tokidei dibur, otherwise there's no tziruf, because they didn't see it, they didn't say MS. So Tosus will have to agree that even though by a classic case in Nimsa Karvo Pasol, Nimsa Karo, for example, so then you don't need, against Rashi, you don't need Agada tokidei dibur because you have the Re'ir that's Mitzar of them. Yeah, but if the case of Nimsa Karvo Pasol would be not through a classic Karvo Pasol, but through Azama. So then the Mashal says it should follow based on Tosis Samad Aleph that you need Haggadah Tochidei Dibur. So the point is that you have to have the Tziruf in Haggadah. In other words, so that's what Tosis will hold. And that, we'll learn Tosis like the Mashal. So Tosis will say that the case is there was Haggadah Tochidei Dibur. And even though the one is Huzam is not Mehem, meaning he didn't see it, but there's a tziruf in the Haggadah. The Rambam is another Maisa. The Rambam is Mashma even Lachetei Dibur, so the Kesef Mishnah added, but they came to Bezin together. That's good enough. Tosus would hold. That's not good enough. You needed a Hagadah Tokidei Dibur. No. And what did the Ramban hold? And what did the Ritva hold now? That's not enough to mitzaref them. In other words, if there was no Gabi Dim Karfo Pas, so you needed Seir for Re'ia. You can now take the Haggadah and the Mitzaref. Now let's go back to Tosus for a second. Cheshbin in the Mishnah. You had Haggadah Tokidei Dibur. So therefore, you can mitzaref them through the Haggadah. And therefore, Nimsus Omemes, he's not killed, right? And what about in the case of the Mishnah where they were not seeing each other? We went over this a few times. Let's go over it again. Let's understand the Mishnah now. If you're telling me the case is that they made Tokidei Dibur, and that's why they're all batel, because Nimtzus Omemes, they all become batel. So what about the case where they did not see each other? Right? The Imrav Harei Ushte Edios, Lufikach Im Nimtzus Achen Zomemes Hu Vehein Neharagin. What do you mean? Why is he killed? Why not say that the Haggadah was mitzarif them, and therefore the fact that Nimsachas ben Zomemes makes it that you can't kill the person based on the other Edom? What's the difference in that case, Yaakov?
No, not Ramban,
I'm asking for Tosus now. I'm asking for Tosus. No, for Tosus holds that you can use the tzirif of the Haggadah. So, right? The Ramban is, we can come back to Ramban, we're going to go back and forth like ping pong in a minute. We're going to go back and forth, just to understand well. So what the Ramban is asking on that you can't say that the Obatul because of Azama, because Azama means he's not part of the Kad, because he wasn't there. And what did Tosus hold? Says the Marshal and the Meralef, what did Tosus hold? That because there was Haggadah Tochnei Dibur, and that's why the Mitzuref, even though they didn't, and some of them didn't, the ones who were Zomim did not see together, but they were made Tochidei Dibur. That's Mitzaref. And that's what Tosus will hold. And what about the case here for in the Mishnah, where it says, well, they didn't see each other? That means that when they reported to Basin, they talk about how they didn't see each other. So then the Mishnah says, Hu vehein haragin. What do you mean? But they made Tochidei Dibur. So what's the obvious sense? Elio?
Oh,
so this is important. When they testify, Tochidei Dibur one or the other. But if the Eidos that they're bringing to Beis Din, that what you want to use the fact that they were made Tochidei Dibur as a vehicle to mitzaref them as one entity, as one kat. But what is the Eidos that they're saying? Each kat is saying, we saw separate from the other one. In other words, the Eidos that's being reported to Beis Din is a Re'ios Chalukos, that they're not, they didn't see together. So then, Tosus would have to agree, you're not going to be able to use the Haggadah Ke'echa to mitzaref them for the Halacha of Nimtzei Karvo Pasul. Not for Zomim, not for anything, because they're telling you that they saw differently. Disjointed Re'ios. However, in a case where they're telling us that they saw together, so obviously in the case of classic Karvo Pasul, then obviously the Tzif was Re'ia. That wouldn't be Ni'Haggadah Tochidei Dibur. But a case that you want to use the Hazama, Nimtza Achaz Omemes, as the basis to destroy the rest of the Eidos, the rest of the Eidim, so then you're going to have to say that the Haggadah Ke'echad is Mitzaref them. But when is Haggadah going to be able to Mitzaref them as one kind? Only if they concede when they say the Eidos Tochidei Dibur of each other, that they start together. That's the Mishnah according to Tosus. And what does the Ramban obviously hold? That no, because the fact that there was not a real Re'iyah, because it's his own name, Eino Mehem, so that you can't say that they're unified by virtue of the Haggadah Ke'echad either. So far, so good? We're not through yet. Just going step by step. So that's the Kash, that's the Ramban's Hasaga. The Ramban holds you can't use the Haggadah Ke'echad to mitzaref them in a case where the psul in the aid was Hazam. Because you might say in Eino Mehem, and Tosus says you can use the Haggadah Ke'echad, but again only if the Re'ios, as per their story, is Re'ios that were together, not Re'ios that are distinct from each other. Yeah.
If Tosus holds that you can only have Haggadah Ke'echad if the Re'ios were together, so why does he mean Haggadah Ke'echad if the Re'ios were together? Why can't you just use the Re'ios?
there was no inachanami. If it was a regular case of karvo pasul, where he turned out to be a karov, then you would not need Haggadah Kenecha. That was Tosfos and Amud Aleph and arguing on Rashi. Remember? Oh, that's exactly what, that was the Maharshal's point. Because the way Tosfos worked it out for us on Amud Aleph, we'll come back some to the issue, the difference between Yazumu Kula and that you need Haggadah Tokhid Edibor, as Rabbi stated. And the din of Nimsa Karva Pasa, where Tosfos says you don't need Haggadah Kenecha, Tosfos distinguishes based on the fact Bahazama, he's not Omer Emes. So you don't have a Re'iyah to Mitzarif them. So you need Haggadah Ke'echad. But in the case where there was a real Re'iyah together, then you have the Re'iyah that's Mitzarev. Says the Mashal, but what if you had a Nipsa Kervo Pasu application in the form of a Zama? So then you would again need Tochid Edibur. But again, we're adding to that, as we did on Amud Aleph, not having learned the Mishnah, but now we're just bringing it back again. Obviously, all that is only going to work if there was, in what they're bringing to Beis Din, they're bringing the story of having seen each other in what they described that they saw. But if they're telling Beis Din that we are, even as they're coming to Tochid Edibur of each other, they're talking about two different witnessing of the event, Nechalon, Nibes Chalonos, that we're not going to be able to use Dagad to Ke'achat to Mitzav. This is what Tosis will.
According to the Ramban, how have you understood?
Coming back to the Ramban, right now. Okay, let's go. Let's go back to the Ramban. Some of this is your kasha, I'm going to guess. Wait a second. And this svara that we're using, the Haggadah Ke'echad should be mitzaref them, even when there's no re'iyah, is that something the Ramban does not agree to? Where does the Ramban also have to acknowledge that Haggadah Ke'echad is mitzaref even when there's no re'iyah? Where does the Ramban himself have to agree to that? What did Rava say after Onam Ed Aleph? Tochid Edibur, the Heidu Tochid Edibur. Regarding what did Rava say it? Regarding Achia Zumukulan, you have to make sure that they were made Tochid Edibur. Why? Because there's nothing to unite them otherwise. Because they didn't really see it. So you mazim some of the Eidim, and now we say that you can't carry out Kashizam on the punishment unless you kill the others. What others? Others are made Tochid Edibur. And if they're made Tochid Edibur, then they're considered to be one kat. So the Ramban also recognizes the Haggadah Tochid Edibur can mitzaref even when there was no re'iyah. It's because you found some zonim. And yet, when you have others that testify Tochid Edibur, so then they're considered to be one by virtue of the Haggadah Ke'echad. So why would the Ramban be asking over here, when it comes to the halacha of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, that the Ramban feels that Hazama would not disqualify the other Eidim, because the Hazama means Eina Mehem, and there's no tziruf, therefore, but there's a tziruf of Tochid Edibur, the same way the Tochid Edibur is mitzaref the Eidim for purposes of saying Achi Yizumu Kulan, you can't kill any until you mazum all of them. So say the same thing over here, that the Haggadah Ke'echad makes them linked, even though there was no re'iyah. What's the difference? Again, what do we say? What did we build out of the Ramban? What was his problem in saying that you could use the case of Hazama, of Miksas HaEdim, to pass all the other Edim based on the Din of Karvo Pasul Gusa B'Teila? You can't do it because Eino Mehem. Why Eino Mehem? Because he didn't see together, because he's his own man. It means he really wasn't part of that cut. But what would Tosis hold? No, but since there was, the Haggadah was together, so that makes them what? The Haggadah is mitzaref even when there was no re'iyah. And the Ramban will hold that the Haggadah will not mitzaref when there's no re'iyah. But the Ramban himself would acknowledge that you can have a Haggadah ke'echad to mitzaref edim when there was no re'iyah with regard to the halacha of Achia Zumukula. That's exactly what Rava told us on the Medalef. That if they were made Tochid Edibur, that's enough to say that if you mazim some of them, you can't carry kashya zamam against them until you mazim the others who made Tochid Edibur. In other words, that you can have a tziruf from Haggadah even when there's no re'iyah. So maishna, the din of Hashi Yizumu Kulan for the Ramban, where Haggadah is sufficient to mitzaref them as one kat, And that's obviously the case of our Mishnah, in other words, when it says Ugabe the Hazama issue in our Mishnah. That in the first case, they would not be killed. If they saw each other, they would not be killed. Unless you imagine the others. When is that true? Of course, according to Rava, when is that going to be true? When they married Tov Didibra. So why would the Ramban still argue on Tosas with regard to not being able to be, he said you can't be Mavato the rest of them. You're masking the cases in the Tochid Edibur. So why can't the rest of the Edim become Bato based on the fact that there was Haggadah Tochid Edibur? I, there was no Re'iyah, so what? But Haggadah is Mitzarif, just like the Haggadah is Mitzarif to say that there one Kat Lugabe Yazumu Kulan, so the Haggadah is Mitzarif Lugabe to say Edusen Betela. If some of them were found to be Zomim, then everything should be Bato. The same with Tosis holds that Haggadah Tochid Edibur is Mitzarif even when there's no Re'iyah. So the Rabban should agree, after all, when it comes to Yazumu Kulan, you agree that the Haggadah Tochid Edibur is Mitzarif. So what do we obviously have to pull out of our hat right now in terms of a svar that we've already mentioned in a different context, but l'chora has to be now the way to go for the Ramban. Yeah, Aaron.
Tochid Edibur is only mitzarif if at the time of the Edus they testified that we were part of the same group, that we had a regiyah together. So if they testified that we had a separate regiyah, even if it was Tochid Edibur.
I understand. I'm talking about that case. I'm talking about that case. Tosis also agrees with that. If they talk about Shtei Re'iyos, you can't use that God to Mitzarev. We established that. But I'm going on the first case of the Mishnah. Miksas and Rowan Elus Elu. Miksas, yeah, that's where the Rabban is going to argue in Tosis. Miksas and Rowan Elus Elu. What does the Mishnah say? Hare Elu Edus Achas. Legabe what? Tosis says three things. The Ramban would only say two things. Slow. Ugabe what is Hare Edus Achas when they're rowing Elus Elu? First of all, Ugabe, Nimsa Karav Opaso in the classic sense. One of them turns out to be a Karav, they're one. Another thing, Ugabe, that you can't punish those Edom that you imagine until you imagine the others. Those two things, everybody agrees to. The third thing is what Tosis adds, and Rashi agrees with, is that when you find some of them Zomimin, they're Edus Achas, that what? That the rest are bato. Again, what's the case? Riachas. They come to the base and they say we saw together. And on that, the Ramban is saying, oh, no, not true. Why? Because since it's huzam, ain't no mehen. Which means what? That the fact that there was no ri'iyah, so you can't even mitzarif them, will got me to make them nimsa karvo pasol with the problem of hazam. But Tosis will respond by saying, yeah, but the Haggadah with kenefet. And that's what you need to say in order to say Shiazimu Kulan has to be Haggadah Ke'echad, right? And the Ramban also agrees that Haggadah Ke'echad Tochid Edibur is mitzarif them to be one kat, right? As far as Yizimu Kulan is concerned. So what's the problem that he has here that the fact that he didn't see together cannot create a psul of Karav Vazidus and Vitela? Even though there was Haggadah Ke'echad was sufficient to mitzarif them to say you can't punish some without being mazim the others. Even though there was no Re'iyah, but that's the din of Haggadah Ke'echad, no? So why not say the same thing regarding the psul that's going to spread to the rest by virtue of Hazama, that Haggadah Ke'echad is sufficient to mitzarif? So maybe a few of you have the same idea, but Yaakov, you're first, yeah?
Jesse, maybe that even though it's Hazam, the Haggadah can make them all one kat. According to Ramban, being a Huzam is not good enough to be a Psul. It's not, you wouldn't hold that that's considered a Psul to Batalei.
Again, now you're going in a whole different direction than what Ramban is saying. I'm not gonna say this is the, for sure the Pshat in the Ramban, but I'm presenting one approach. You want to go in a different direction, maybe the Starbucks says what you're saying, maybe, right? That Hazama is not a psul, you're like a baldover, like the rivet of Namir Aleph, you're not an eight at all. Close parentheses, okay? I don't know. You want to say Pshat and Ramban differently? Be my guest. I'm not saying Kabudaiti, but I'm presenting what certainly could fit the words well. What are we saying in the Ramban? In the Ramban's words, in the Ritva's words? Eino mehem, meaning that there was no Re'iyah, Ke'echad. There's no Re'iyah Ke'echad, you can't create a Tziruf. The response of Tosis is you can create a tziruf. Why? Because the Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur was mitzaref then. Just like Haggadah Keachad's mitzaref Gavi Yizum Mekulon. What we're trying to get at right now is, so why for the Ramban, if we're correct in reading Pshat in the Ramban, why would Haggadah Keachad Toch Kedei Dibur be enough to be mitzaref for the din of Yizum Mekulon, but Haggadah Ke'echad Toch Kedei Dibur would not be sufficient in Mitzaref L'gabe Nimtzer Karvo Pasul in a Psul of Hazam? And again, what would be the difference? And what could we say as a Slur?
Maybe the Haggadah's Edus is different, meaning when they're saying something based on what they saw earlier, then that Haggadah is one type of Haggadah. And if they're all lying and they all weren't there, that's another type of Haggadah. So if they're all Zomim and they all weren't at the Maisa, then they could all join together through Tochrei Dibor.
No.
But if some of them are saying a Haggadah based on the Re'iyah and some are saying a Haggadah that's not based on
Re'iyah,
you can't
join. I don't know. I have to think about it. I don't know. Try something we've heard already. Yeah? So what is the nature of the problem of Nimsa Karvo Pasul? Where does that psul lie? Does Nimsa Karvo Pasul in Zimbitela create a problem in Haggadah? What's batel? What becomes batel? Edusan Bitela. Is the problem in the Haggadah's Edus of the others, of the Ksherim, or in the Edus of the Ksherim? The Edus of the Ksherim. I'll give you the biggest proof to this. Shitas, the Gemara's Havim Minahar Gyatsil. There was no Haggadah at all. I mean, Harag Yatzil, and according to Rashi, even with Maskana, you don't need Haggadah to be based in. And yet, what? For the puzzles, the Eda puzzle is going to puzzle without Haggadah. So what? He's going to puzzle the Haggadah of the others? He didn't come to base. Haru didn't come to Beis Din. According to Rashi, even a Maskana, you don't need the Pasul to come to Beis Din. Tosus asked the Kasha, Heich Mitzim Diragreinu, but Lamaisa, according to Rashi, that's a Maskana. So what? The Pasul who never came to Beis Din is going to create a problem in the Haggadah of the Ksherim. He didn't even come to Beis Din. So what does that mean? So where does, what gets disqualified on in the Ksherim? What? The Haggadah's Edus of the Ksherim? No. What? The Edus of the Ksherim. The Edus is what they beheld, what they saw, what they have to say. That's the Psul. And the Mela, you can't have the Edus given over because the Edus is already tainted. The Edus is tainted. The din of Yizum Mekulon, on the other hand, is Alacha. What are you mazim? Yizum Mekulon. How can you say what you said to Beis Din? What you said is Sheker, Eitz Sheker, Ha'ed. What you communicated, what you conveyed to Beis Din is Sheker. That's what we're establishing as Sheker. That's where the difference will be. When it comes to Achiyazum Mekulon, granted these Edim were lying. They weren't there. But they came to Beis Din and then they testified. And others testified Toch Kedei Dibur. And now it's established that the Haggadah Eitz Sheker Ha'ed, the Edus that they gave over to Beis Din is wrong, is Sheker. So we say, oh, but you have to be mazim all of those who came to Beis Din and gave over Edus. Atshiyazum Ukula. Because they all admit, Toch Kedei Dibur. The fact that some were saying Sheker, and obviously they weren't part of that story, okay. But meanwhile, they're mitzuruf in their Haggadah, and now you're mazim them in terms of their Haggadah to establish the Haggadah as being Edus Sheker. So the fact that they were made Toch Kedei Dibur makes them one cut. If they were not made Toch Kedei Dibur, then you can kill them and not enough to bother with mazim the others. That's as far as Yizum Mekulon is concerned. But what would the Ramban hold when it comes to the case of Nimsa Karvo Pasul Dusan Betela? So first, the classic case. So what is it that gets tainted? Nimsa Karvo. What becomes tainted in the others? In the Ksherim. The Edus, not the Haggadah's Edus. The Edus, that which they have something that they're holding inside of them to say over, that's disqualified Edus. Edusan Betela. Says Ramban, that only makes sense if there was a real Re'iyas, Edus. Then the Edus, because what? But if the person is an Edzome, so we establish some of these Edim are Edzome, so then what? they didn't really see it. So then that they're not mitzuref in terms of the edus. There was no edus on their part. So what? They came to Beis Din and then they testified together with others. But that cannot disqualify the edus of the ksherim, because an eid zomim came to Beis Din and was made tokedei dibur, because they're not connected in terms of edus. If their connection has to be in terms of their edus, then it has to be a real edus. There has to be a real witnessing of something. No, so come back to Tosis. What would Tosis say? Tosis would say that apparently being made and bathed in is also good enough to mitzaref them in terms of what? The lumbus is not different. What's batel? What is batel? What becomes batel? The edus. But Tosis could say that you can create an edus, a tziruf in their edus, if the Haggadah was together. That would be the issue. Again, if you come to Beis Din together with them, so that creates a tziruf in terms of their edus, their mitzuref in terms of they're coming to Beis Din to say the edus, to say what they're saying together. So that's enough to create a tziruf in terms of the edus. But as so long as they said tokedei dibur, what would the Rambam say? Even beyond that, what would the Rambam hold? Even if they were made achidei dibur, what's mitzaref them? It was Zomim. They never saw it. They didn't say, what's Mitzarev then? What did the Kefir Mishnah say? They came into Beis Din together somehow. It's also enough. Again, the psul is in the Eidus. The Shaila is, can you create a tziruf in Eidus through something beyond Re'iyas Eidus? It was a non-Eidus. They really didn't see it. But they coming to Beis Din to say something they fabricated. But they came to Chidei Dibur of the others. Or they came to Beis Din together, even if they were Melech HaChidei Dibur. But the lumdus of the Ramban is clear that, again, assuming the Pshat is correct, that we're reading in the words of the Ramban, Eino Mehem, in other words, you didn't see it, so you can't be mitzuref. Aye, what about Haggadah? And you see for Rava, you can hate the Kol Dibur is good enough? The answer is that's because Haggadah's Eidus over there has to do with Hazama of the Haggadah. So therefore, the Haggadah Toch Dibur unifies them for purposes of the halacha of that you have to mazim everybody's haggadah. So who's everybody? All that were made tokedei dibur. But the halacha of nifsa krav apostle is in the edus itself. So there you need to have a tzir for re'iyah. And if one became a zomim, there was no re'iyah. Tosis will say if they came to Beis Din and said tokedei dibur, then that's also enough to say that we can taint the edus also. Okay, this is in terms of the Ramban and the Ritva vis-a-vis Rashi v'Tosfos. Let's go on in the Gemara now. We just finished the Mishnah. Again, we use this in other ways also, this dichotomy, the Eidos versus the Haggadah. But at least for the Ramban, I think we have another way to think about the Ramban in light of that. Zog the Gemara, Omar, Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Omar Rav. Minayin le'edus miyuchedes shehi psula. How do we know that edus miyuchedes is disqualified? What does edus miyuchedes mean? Says Rashi. Echad roe oso mechalon zeh. The echad roe mechalon zeh. The enan roen zeh zeh. So you have edus miyuchedes. We're going to soon see we're talking about din nefashos. So you see one aid seeing the ritzicha, the act of murder, from one window, the other aid from the other window, and they do not see each other. That's called edus miyuchedes. So it's two aidim, but each aid was seeing it without the other. We're going to see another application soon about this. Edus miyuchedes can be disjointed aidus in terms of the re'iyah. What else can you speak about in terms of edus miyuchedes, as we've been discussing already? If you have the haggados being separate, but not only haggados. Again, separate haggadahs as well. Right now, edus miyuchedes Rashi defines as the re'iyos being different re'iyos. Ezra, yes.
When we said in the Mishnah, when we said the in wav, that the two sets of edim, the specific edus was that we didn't see there were other edim there. Is that what Rashi says about this edus?
No. We're going to have to see the relationship between this. You're jumping a little bit, but fine. The relation between this and the Mishnah is, for now, we don't know. It's not the same as the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, that's Tosfos read right away in the first Tosfos. What's the case of the Mishnah? Shnayim Shnayim, which is Ro and Eosel, they're connected, and Ein Ro and Eosel, they're not connected. We'll gabi the halachas that we already spelled out. Now we're talking about one and one.
So is it the one and one that
It's equivalent of the case of Ein Ron Elus Elu, but the Mishnah was two and two that didn't see each other. Now we're talking about one plus one that didn't see each other.
And is there, when they come in, do they say, I doubt they didn't see someone else?
That's not in dispute. That fact is not in dispute. Whatever it is, it is. They didn't see each other at the time, but Lamaisa, they could be coming in together, but then no one's going to lie about the fact that they didn't see each other. They didn't see each other. That's the reality. Can Beis Din accept Eidus? Can Beis Din be done al pi Eidus of Din Nefashos, where Reuven killed Shimon in the presence of two witnesses, but one witness, Reuven, saw that same act of murder from one window, and Shimon, the other aide, saw that Eidus from another window? They could have come together to Beis Din, they could have been made together in Beis Din, but it's clear from the way they describe what they saw that they did not see each other at the time. That's our shaila. So the statement of Rav Zutra about Tuvya Marav is that Eidus Miuchedus is pasul. Midoraisa, so we cannot accept this Eidus. Shenema lo yumas al pi eid echad. The pasuk starts, how does the pasuk begin? Al pi shnaim eidim, al shlosha eidim, yumas hameis. The next part of the pasuk, lo yumas al pi eid echad, which is self-evident. It says you need shnei eidim. So what's the meaning of the end of the pasuk, lo yumas al pi eid echad, my echad? What does it mean by saying pi echad? Ilei ma'eid echad mamish, literally you can't kill a person if it was just one eid. Me'reisha shamina lo, we know at the beginning of the pasuk, al pi shnaim eidim, o pi o shosh eidim, yumas hameis. Elo my echad, echad echad. It means echad, the Torah's machadish here, that lo yumas al pi eid echad, if you have two eidim, but each one is distinct from the other. Tanya na mihachi, there's a braisa. Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Lahavi, to include, shnayim, sheroim oso, echad mechalon zeh, ve'echad mechalon zeh. Again, two people see the crime, but each one from a different place. The Ein Roen Zeh Zeh, as Rashi already noted, that means they don't see each other. She'im mitzdarfin. V'lo od, says this braisa, Ella, and it's worked out from that same pasuk, Ella sha'afilu b'zeh achazeh b'chalon echad ein mitzdarfin. So now he adds a point. Even if they see it from one window, but they saw it sequentially, one after the other. Just a side point, just to have an idea, interesting idea, this is a sugya, this inya is milchedes is a sugya in Shas, but it's also an interesting thing. The Gemara learns it out of a pasuk, right? Lo yumas api eid echad, which is a real drasha, right? So this could shed light on the nature of the problem. Is this, the Ramban, as you know, wrote a hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, right? The Rambam counted Taryag a certain way, what would our mach Mitzvot Aseh, the Shesah, Rosh Baseh, he gave Kolim in the beginning, Yudalit Sharashim, and the Ramban wrote Hasagas all over the Ramban's Sharashim, as well as throughout the Sefer itself when he had something to disagree with. Based on the Ramban's disagreeing with how the Rambam counted the Mitzvot, so the count goes off. We know Tayag at the end of Makkos, it's a Gemara, you know, Tayag Mitzvot, but the Gemara doesn't give us any clue how to reckon and figure out what they are. So the Ramban had to sort of fill in what mitzvahs he thinks the Ramban left out, both for the Aseis and the Los Aseis. So after the series of Aseis of the Rambam, you'll see the Rambans, if you open a Sefer Mitzvahs, you'll see the Ramban who have mitzvahs Asei, Sheshachach Osan Harav, and then after the Los Aseis, you have mitzvahs Sheshachach Harav, mitzvahs Los Aseis. And he goes through a list. If you look at the mitzvah test of mitzvahs Los Aseis, of the Rambam, that the Ramban feels should be included and wasn't mentioned. So, the Ramban, shenimnanu mitzvah tes of the mitzvah sheshachach Ramban alosa says, shenimnanu shelo lekabel edus miuchedes bedinim nefashis. It's interesting. You read this Gemara, lo yumas al pi eid echad. So, what does it mean? Lo yumas. You could say it's a halacha. The Ramban is more than a halacha. It's a lach. Sheyu ha'edim roin osan echad mechalon zeh ve'echad mechalon zeh rochak ben arishon she'ein omdim b'chalon osu b'chalon liru zeh zeh aval kulam roin b'ba'al aveira. So what's the issur? Shelo lekabel edus miuchedes. V'hu amro yis'ale al pishnayim edim shlosh edim v'sameis lo yimas api edachad v'amu bale ha-kabbalah mai lo yimas api edachad ilayim edachad mamish agamar mirish shamin ala al pishnayim edim yimas ameis mai echad 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 tayinam yihachi mamish agamar ukfan isbar zeh beperek yitzata edim davav amibiz. For the Ramban, it's not just a halacha that we cannot accept such edim, but it's also an iser that we may not mimekabel edus milchedes. To think about this for yourselves for now, just to be aware of that interesting maramakam. Okay, so we have a brisa that says the same thing and brings the same pasuk, and Tosfos will discuss what the time of halacha exactly is on. And then this brisa added another layer to it, that not only in the case where they saw the same maaser from two places, and they didn't see each other, as we noted, but also bezeh achazeh bechalon echad, if they saw in one chalon, one after the other. Amar le'r papa labaye, hashta uma echad mechalon zeh ve'echad mechalon zeh. Dahai kachazi kuloi maaser. Dahai kachazi kuloi maaser. Amit lo mitzdarfi. You told me already in the case where each one saw the whole story in its entirety, but from a different place, yet they're not combined, even though each one saw the whole maisa. B'zeh ha-zeh, in the case where they came one after the other, v'hai chazi palgid b'maisa. V'hai chazi palgid b'maisa. Each one only saw half of the avera. Mibay, you have to tell me that's not going to work. I mean, it's more reason that it shouldn't work, because you don't have either A that saw the entire maisa. So, chara, the first chidush, the first case is a bigger chiddush. Why are you saying v'lo od? That was Rav Papa's kasha. And for the Gemara Amalei, so Abai responds, lo nitzvacha el lo bolas ha'erva. Gives you an example of an avera lo bolas ha'erva. What does it mean? Rashi, sheyesh dai b'riyas ko echad, that in avera like that of Gilei Arayis, so there's different parts of the act that each part that would be witnessed by an aid would be sufficient ground to be made and to be able to carry out a psak din based on that. Rashi doesn't elaborate, the Rach says this. Gemara has different terms for different shlavim of the act, hara'a, gemarbiya, v'chuli, so each one is enough of a machayit for the aver gilei arayis, and therefore you have really enough in each aid, and yet, afilu achilo mitzdarfu, even though they're chalon echad. Okay. You have to know if this is the only example. Pashtus, you can think of other examples, maybe even Avera, maybe that takes a little time, and getting a slice of that maisa would be enough to come to base with Edus. Is it only this? Can you think of other examples? What do you say?
How is Edus of one event?
It's one event, but each person saw...
a different Avera.
No, it's the same Avera. The point is, like the Rach says, there's Harad, there's Marbiya, there's different parts that could be seen of this act, that each part that's witnessed could be enough to bring to base an Eidus and Paskin. So it's the same Avera. It's one Chiyuv Misa, of course. But I'm wondering if there's other examples of that. Chaner discusses. Any other examples? Yeah?
You only need one Eid?
No. The point is this. The Chiddush is in that Mitzurah.
So why is it more of a Chiddush?
More of a Chiddush because there was enough. They saw from a Chalon Echad. First we said they saw from Shtei Chalonos. Now he said they both were in the same place, looking from the same place. It's just that one was there and he saw the Tchilas HaMaisa, which is enough to be Mechayev, and the other one came to the same Chalon and saw as well. So why is it the La'od? They both saw enough in the Maisa. Well, no, in the other case also they saw Chalon Maisa.
Did they know that person also saw?
No, but it was one Chalon. What?
He's asking about the other person saw the Maisa because he was next to you looking out through the same window, so he also saw what
No. The problem is Eidus Milchedes. It's okay. It's Eidus Milchedes' problem. It still has to come down to the same issue of Eidus Milchedes. But you're saying, why is it a bigger Chidush? Because you might think that maybe this is, you think the mice is still disjointed. What is it to be the same thing? You think it's not bigger chiddush. What?
They're sort of together. The ritzvahs, I think they feel each other that they're there.
They can tell their ritzvahs like that. They recognize each other's presence. Mm-hmm. But they might say that they saw each other and see each other.
Mm-hmm. They know that. They know. He knows he's in there.
He says the yodah kocha minayim bechaveira.
He asked Hakav, "Mikamay Rebusa about the type of Oda, the self self go razeh zeh b'shas v'yaso." It's the same thing. It's Yerakash. They didn't see each other. So what's the difference? ישלום דפילוח מבוס איקה, כי מדיוד הכל אחד מנהי בחווי בשעס מייסה, והיה מייסה בצירף אחד. Could say there's more of a tziruf in that way, which one knew of the presence of the other one a minute before. Yes. Was here, you didn't know the person is there in the other window. Here, you didn't see at the same time, but you knew that a minute before he was there. And now you're there. Not that you saw them there when they were there, but you know that they were there before. So maybe that's enough, maybe to mitzarev them. Still koreis milchet. Okay. The chalon echad, just a way of saying that you know that there was someone there just before you. This person left and you came there. But you saw enough of the ma'isa to mechayev. And you knew that the other person also saw.
Didn't we see yesterday also that if they like split up, they were together and then they split up and then they saw it's like they Yushu, Seba,
whatever? In Yushu, that's the reverse saying that they saw the other ones and then they sensed that they were there, but maybe they Hirgishu. Doesn't say Hirgishu, no. Yada Bichabe
Bishas Nice. That's the case where they both saw it at the same time.
This is that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Rabbi asked regarding the Bolas Aveira, does the doctor have to be...
Yeah, what other Aveira can you consider like this? What? Chil Shabbos. What? Chil Shabbos. No, it could take a little time. No, it's Ritzicha, Chur is 1 second. He killed him. Right. Nice, one nice, it happened in a second. That's it. So either you were there at that Maisa, you saw that instant when the Aveira was done, or you didn't. But there are Aveiras that happen over Meshach Zman, and if you're able to see one Chiluk of the Maisa, it could be it's enough there to be made. It was Shabbos. For which Chil Shabbos? What?
Keep
in
writing.
Carrying. You can't say what. You have to know. They're shiurim. Stay osio. Say one person saw one os and one the other. That's not going to be enough.
Say
what?
One eight saw two.
Is there
a question about the receiver part? Can't there? I don't want to get too graphic, but like, can't there be like a guy stabbing somebody and like he's. The process of
the Maisa, it's of course it takes time.
No, but one, you don't see
it. There's one
stab.
One Maisa, right? The Maisa. Right. He saw the Maisa itself. The Maisa is one Maisa. Okay, this is one. Let's go on. Because there's a lot of things that are mixed in together. Just at least read through the Gemara. Okay, Amar Rava. Now, it's interesting. This Gemara, like in the middle of nowhere, this next two lines of Gemara should have gone on a separate piska of the Mishnah. I don't understand what it's doing in the middle, right? This is L'chor Shaykh to the last part of the Mishnah, of Yossi Omer, right? Hasra, like, in the middle, and then we come back to this Mishnah. Pasha, that's why I gave you the order differently for the Mar Mekomos. Amar Rava, so now we have a Rava statement relating to our Mishnah also. Im hayu roin es ha-masre, oh ha-masre bro osay mitztarfen. What is Rava going on? This is already a Shaila. What Rava says that you can have a tziruf of the masre. Im hayiron es hamasre, or the masre sees that the girsah shel fanenu is with an O. So that means here you wouldn't. We discussed in the Mishnah by the roin elazel whether it has to be both ways or one way is enough. The girsah here by masre is O hamasre osanos. You can have a tziruf if the edim see the masre, or if the masre sees them. What is this going on? So what are the possibilities? Okay, we're not going to go to Tosis now, but just to speak outside, what could be the possibilities of Rava? Either going on Edus Milchedus that we're just discussing, so you can have a situation of one and one, which is a problem normally, but it can be solved if you have either the Masra seeing them, or them seeing the Masra. Again, they don't see each other. Right? That's one way. The other way is to learn Rava's going on what? On the Mishnah, then you have to know where to plug it in the Mishnah, not so pashut. In other words, is it an additional requirement? Is it sufficient? Is it on the ratio, the safe of the Mishnah? This is all very intricate that we have to wait for Tosfos on. We'll come back to. But that's a statement of, if it's Eretz Miuchedes, I see what it's doing over here, okay? It's on the Mishnah, okay, so you have to know why it's suddenly stuck in the middle of the Gemara. The next line, for sure, would have belonged at the end of the Mishnah, this next statement. V'amar Rava, another point about Hasra. Masre she'amru, this that we talk about a masre, afilu mipi atzmo, even mipi atzmo, afilu mipi hashed. What are the two things? Mipi atzmo, so the way Rashi learns it, chaharug atzmo hisrebo. The hasra does not have to be from necessarily from one of the eidim. Okay, Yossi says you need two eidim of masrebo. The Tanakhama disagrees. But Rava says, even the Haruk himself, the person who's being killed, can do the Hasra. Others are mashma, that even mean who? Who else could be Mipi Atzmo, if you want to say another shot? The Horig himself. Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me anything. I know what I'm doing. I know the consequences. Chiddush. As long as he establishes that he's Mekabel Hasra on himself, there's an end of Kabbalah Hasra for the Avera to bring with it a Chiyah Mis. It has to be a Hasra. The Hasra can be issued. Mipi Atzmo Pashib Shan. Most Rishonim say it means the Horog, but maybe it could even mean the person. Pia Shade, okay, meaning some voice out there of a demon. Interesting, the Ram doesn't quote this. Not surprising. Okay, Kedua. But could just mean the idea that there was, you don't even know exactly. But again, this sentence could have been shaykh to the end of the Mishnah. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman. Now we're back to Edus Miuchedes. Says Rav Nachman, Edus Miuchedes Ksheira Bedini Maminis. So before we talked about, we had the gears about Zutra. You see the Ramban has a different gears and the names here. And now we have Rav Nachman saying that by Dini Maminis, you can have one and one. Why? How does he know? Dechsib. Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. So that was our marker for Edus Miuchedes. So what do we do with this drasha? Not only is it telling me that you can't use Edus Miuchedes by nefashos, go yumas, but we use it as a diuk. They did nefashos who the ink sheira, avo bedinim mamnis ksheira. So there's a diuk here. The mamnis you can have Edus Miuchedes. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Says Rashi, we already read it, but we're now reading it b'mkomo. Oh no, not yet. Another line. Maskif lo Rav Zutra. So Rav Zutra, again a different shalom, a girsa here, but this is our girsa. Rav Zutra asked Akasha to Rav Nachman. Ela meyata. You're telling me that Edus Miuchedes is kasha by Mominus. If that's true, the Dine Nefashos Tatsil, that even by Dine Nefashos, we should say that the principle of Tziruf should apply the Gabe Hatzalah, even when otherwise you wouldn't have the standards of Tziruf. And yet our Mishnah seems to say otherwise. Alam Atnan, why does our Mishnah say, in the case we did not see each other, so you don't have the building blocks of Tziruf, Hu Vehei Neharogin? We saw Ve'im Lav, Hare'eu Shtei Edios, and therefore Hu Vehei Neharogin. And again, according to Rashi, the Kasha is on now on both. That Gabe Hatzalah, we should use the fact that by Mominus, Edus Miuchedes is kasher, to therefore say for the case of the Mishnah Badin Nefashos who Gabe Hatzalah that it should count as Tziruf even though they didn't see each other. And that the Gemara doesn't answer. Kasher. There's a whole sugya. This kasher, the Gemara. What is the kasher here exactly? What does it mean? Rashi says, Ela Meyata. Now that you're telling me the Ksherim Bi'alma, that in general, meaning by Mominus, that Edus Miuchedes is kasher, Umitstarfi, and they combine, meaning without any bria zezeh, without seeing each other. There is a tziruf by Maminus. Interesting how Rashi refers to it. Umitstarfi, bedin nefashos. So I understand when it comes to eid echad and eid echad who want to kill the person by din nefashos. And if they didn't see each other, that's the din eis miuchedes, the Torah establishes you can't kill the person. But says Mazutra, if it's true that the Alma, there is a tziruf without Re'iyah Zezah, then we should say, B'din Nefashos, what case of Din Nefashos? Because Shnayim Ro'im Mechalon Zeh. U'Shnayim. Now we're talking about a case of two and two. So now the issue has to do with being mitzarif them, not Ugabe, that we should now be machmir to kill someone. But the tziruf would be helping us the other direction, to save lives. So now, V'huz Makara Achas. And the case of the Mishnah was where one cut of the two kitos was huzam. So let us say, inasmuch as we say this miuches is kosher by mamanis, so we should say in our Mishnah, to tstarev eduzu, we should combine both kitos, even though they didn't see each other, lios kuam kikat achas, to view it as one cut. Why? Regabe lahatsu says zomimin? That they can't get killed even though they didn't see the other cut. That's number one, Lahat Seal. But who else? There's a Nidon. That's the Rashi that we've been discussing already. That if they're one cut, then it's the fact that one was Zomein means Edusim Betela, like unlike the Rishonim. Shetei Edusim Betela. And why would I say this? Kevan de Bi'alma Mitzarefes. Since in general terms we say that Edus Miuchedes is a Tziruf, Mitzarefes. Did we ever say Edus Miuchedes Mitzarefes? What did we say? Think about these lines and these words of Rashi. What did we say? Edus Miuchedes Ksheira B'din Mamanis. But the way Rashi is running up the Kasha, What does that mean by definition? Seiruf. And therefore, we're asking Akasha, use the fact that there is Seiruf by Dini Maminus, which we didn't see those words in the Gemara yet. We're putting this into the Kasha of the Gemara. And the Alma Mitzdarefes, Yesh Tam Kan Ratzilo. Here we have a reason to invoke this Seiruf principle that obviously does exist, as we know, by Dini Maminus exists, so we should apply it by Nefashos. Rachmana Amar Vitzilo Eda. We know we go bend over backwards for Hatzilo. So we should say, Lo Yumas Apie Erachat. I understand. But for purposes of saving lives, so then we have the notion of Seiruf. Where do we see the notion of Seiruf? Because the Dini Maminus Kseiruf. So if I ask you a simple kasha before anything else, the idea of Eidus Miucheres Ben Maminus, that's kasha. What does that mean? Hakira. Does it mean that by Maminus you don't need Seiruf? You can have Echad Echad. You don't need a Koach of Shnayim as one entity. By Nefashos, you need a Koach, a Miksha Achas, of one entity of Ka. But Maminus, you don't. That's one way to understand it, why it's kasha by Maminus. Alternatively, you could say, what's the pshat by Maminus? That you have a Seiruf. By Nefashos, you don't have a Seiruf Echad Echad. You don't have a Seiruf if it's Goron Zerzeh, Miucheres. But Maminus, it's easier to create a Seiruf. The way we just read the Gemara, according to Rashi, which is the correct side of the Chakira? What is it? Seiruf. If it were just a pshat that you don't need, so what are we bringing in? Nefashos is different. Nefashos needs a Seiruf by definition. And Maminus doesn't. What are we asking? What else do we see according to Rashi? That the din of the Mishnah of Ein Ro and Eru Azelu, Ha-Re'elish Ve'edios, is very much predicated on the same halacha of Eidus Milchedas between the Nefashos is possible. Okay, we have to look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, I guess we can get to it today. Just the Kasha, the Rishonim, had to square our Sugya with the Sugya in Sanhedrin. Why is it such a chidush b'chlal by Maminus that's kasher? According to Shitas of Shub and Karcha, you can have two Eidim testifying, one talking about a Hava on Monday, and one Hava on Tuesday. And it's all good, because it's so bad, $100. And then there's Tirutzin, you have to see the Ravid, but there's a lot here in the Rishonim to work out, and you see it's a different kasher of the Gemara, according to the other Rishonim, these verses Rashi. Okay.